good.
Oh, wait a minute now. I've told you repeatedly this check stand is 10 items or less.
Oh, well, now, I know that. I know. But look, I got bread, milk, fruit, meat, and vegetables. That's 5 items.
I know, but you got 6 kinds of vegetables here. Each one counts as an item.
Well, I've also got a loaf of bread. You going to count every slice?
The point is, this is the express lane.
Well, quit expressing yourself and start checking.
Vince.
Yo.
Honey, come on over here. Pack up these groceries for me. Sooner you get them packed up, the sooner you can get that bag home.
Grandma, can we get this? It has Rod Stewart on the cover.
Well, this rag isn't fit to wrap fish in. Wait a minute. Look at here, Liz Taylor. Says she may tie the knot again. Nice to see somebody's been married more times than Naomi.
For the record, Vinton Harper is only my 3rd husband. The first one didn't count because Tommy Ray and I were kids and didn't know what we was doing. At least Tommy Ray didn't. Now, I admit that I made a big mistake with my 2nd husband, Leonard Oates. Oh, that silver-tongued devil. He got me into so much trouble.
Naomi, I just came in here for groceries, not to hear the untold story of your pitiful life.
Are you going to buy that thing?
I don't read this trash.
Well, then put it down. Total here is $36.44. Pay up.
$40 for 10 items or less? That is highway robbery. Vinton, pay her before the prices go up.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Mama. I had a lot of big expenses this month.
Too bad none of them was rent. Well, just give me a pen. I'll write you out a check.
Miss Harper, this is the express lane. I am forbidden to take a check. It's cash only.
Don't take that tone with me, Missy. I have been trading with this market since you were knee-high to that cash register. Now you gonna tell me my check's no good?
Oh, just forget it. I will pay for it myself.
Well, if that's the way you want to handle it, that's real nice of you.
Kids, you want to help your daddy out with these groceries?
So long, Skeeter. See you later.
Bye. Well, now, supper's going to be early tonight, so you can give me my permit.
All right. It's going to be the highlight of my week. Oh. Well, this is the deluxe sampler, $12.95. Oh, mister. You must have one hot date.
Well, no, actually, I was just hoping this might help me make up with my wife.
Leonard Oates.
Boy, are you looking good, Naomi. Let that hair grow.
Well, hair can do quite a bit of growing in 3 years, Leonard. Where'd you get that outfit? You rob a bank or something?
No, I didn't rob a bank, but I could own me a couple of banks if I wanted to, Naomi. I'm only worth, $2.5 million.
Where'd you get that kind of cash?
Worms.
Worms?
Worms, you know. Earthworms, mealworms, night crawlers. Started me a mail order bait business. Next thing you know, Naomi, I'm sending worms all over the United States. You know what they call me down in Tallahassee now? Huh?
What?
Worm King.
Well, I guess it takes one to breed one, Leonard. What brings you back to Raytown? Gonna start a franchise here?
Naomi, I've come back and I want to give you the life that I promised you a long time ago. I want to take you back to Florida with me.
Oh, I'm afraid you're a little late, Leonard. I've married again.
Oh, married. Well.
That's right.
Don't look like he's doing too well by you, does he?
Why, because I'm working, you mean? Oh, I don't have to do this. My husband is a very wealthy man. I just do this as a kind of public service to fill my idle time.
Oh. You know, when you and I were together, we didn't have a lot of idle time, did we?
Goodbye, Leonard. I hope you have a nice trip back to Florida.
Naomi, I'm not going back to Florida. Not till I get what I came after. I mean, let's face it, you can't say no to me. You never could.
Oh, for pity's sakes, may only do something. Lord, this solution's like you'll have eaten clean through to my scalp.
All right, I'm going to rinse it off just as soon as my angel boy turns the water back on.
Ow! Well, I should have known better than to trust my head to a beauty school dropout.
For your information, I was head of my class in permanent waves.
Thelma, why don't we just go to Miss Boylan's and rinse out your hair?
Are you nuts? That woman thinks I got naturally curly hair.
Oh, I'll get it.
Well, now be careful, Naomi. It could be a wild man with a gun to kill us all.
All right.
Well, who was it?
Now, listen up, everybody, because I don't have time to repeat myself. Behind this door is my second husband, Leonard Oates, who came through my check stand today, and he has become rich. Now, rather than let him rub my nose in that fact, I told him we were too. So get on out here and act prosperous. Unexpected surprise.
Well, I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, Naomi, but I'm leaving town tomorrow, and I just wanted to stop by and say a proper goodbye.
How did you know where we lived?
Well, you know, a town this size, money talks, Naomi.
I'm sorry I can't ask you to stay, Leonard, but we was just on our way to the opera.
I see.
May I present my loving husband, Vinton Harper? Honey, put the wrench down. These are my stepchildren, Buzz and Sonia. This is our Aunt Fran, and this is Vinton's mama, Mrs. Harper.
I'm Leonard.
Vint.
Quite a family you've acquired here, Naomi.
Well, enough of this chit-chat. Just what is it you're selling?
I beg your pardon?
I have watched the days of our lives long enough to know that ex-husbands don't show up at the door unless they're after something. Now, I don't know what lies Naomi's been feeding you, but if it's money you're after, mister, you just hit a dry well.
Well, Miss Harper, I'm here for one reason, ma'am, and that's to see if Naomi is really happy.
Well, if you were so all fired worried about her happiness, why'd you skip out on her in the first place? You got any idea what it's like to live with a broken heart?
Now, wait a minute. Naomi's with me now. She doesn't have a broken heart.
No, but I do.
Leonard, as you can see, I'm very happy. So if you'll excuse us, we'd like to get...
Naomi, if you don't mind, I brought a gift that I would like to leave with the family. Young fellow, would you, come down here and help me with this?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Bob. Come on.
Hey, everybody, it's a video game with a whole slew of cartridges. They even got Asteroids Revenge.
Asteroids Revenge? That's my favorite.
Oh, wow, check it out, Dad. Oh, look at this.
Thank you, Lana, but we can't accept this, can we, Vin? Vin, can we, honey?
Huh?
I say we can't keep this.
No, I guess it wouldn't be right.
No.
Vin, old boy, if you will allow me a few moments alone with your lovely wife, I bet I can make her change her mind.
Last one in the kitchen is a rotten egg.
Come on, everybody.
Nobody wants to be a rotten egg.
That's right.
Well, come on. Thelma, let's just go in there and finish up those dishes. Thelma?
Where'd you get that jacket? Was Sitting Bull having a garage sale?
Naomi, why are you fighting it? I mean, you know you and I were meant for each other, honey. And you know I'm going to give you the kind of happiness you're never going to find with that bozo.
Take your hands off me, Leonard, or I'm going to scream.
Scream?
Don't do this to me, Leonard.
My plane leaves at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Why don't you meet me at the Jigger, say, 12 noon?
I won't be there.
12 noon.
Naomi, my head is on fire. You gonna come in here and take this perm down, or I just let it eat through to my brain?
Oh, good morning, Naomi. My, you look pensive.
No, just thinking. Oh, Franny, I'm a nervous wreck this morning.
Well, you know, it's probably all that coffee you drink. Now, all that caffeine is just a nervous shock to your system. That's why I myself never touch it.
No, this is more than just a caffeine buzz. Fran, I have a terrible problem, and I need to talk to somebody about it.
Oh.
Franny, can you keep a secret?
No, I never could. I tell everything I know. Telephone, telegraph, tell Fran. So, if there's something you don't want repeated, you better do us both a big favor, Naomi, and don't tell me. Just keep it to yourself.
Okay.
Oh, heck, I guess I could make an exception just this once.
Oh, Fran, have you ever met a man who swept you off your feet and made you go so weak in the knees that you could no longer tell right from wrong?
I need some coffee.
I'm talking about the kind of man who no matter how hard you try, you cannot say no to.
Naomi, could you possibly be referring to your Mr. Oates?
Leonard Oates came all the way here from Tallahassee, Florida to take me back with him, Fran. He's waiting for me at the Jigger right this minute.
But Naomi, what could Leonard possibly offer you other than indulgences of the flesh?
$2.5 million.
I see your dilemma.
It's not that I don't love Vinton. It's just that whenever Leonard's around me, Vinton kind of slips my mind.
Well, Naomi, as I see it, it all boils down to this. No matter what decision you make, you have got to live with yourself.
Naomi, I would like to have a word with you.
Have left the solution on a little long.
A little long? You've turned me into a human Q-tip.
Well, that's all right, Miss Harper. Just run on up and get the pink rollers. That'll take the kinks right out.
Well, Lord, you better get a move on, Missy. I'm supposed to be at that luncheon in an hour and a half.
Okay, get your rollers. We'll get Thelma, started.
It doesn't look that different. I don't think anybody will even notice.
Hold it, buddy.
Notice anything different?
Talking about your hair?
No.
Well, it's a shame that the Marx Brothers ain't around anymore. Shoot, I could be Mamo.
Well, if you ladies will excuse me, I'm on my way to Asteroid's Revenge.
No, you're not, Fenton.
Why?
I packed that thing up. It has to go back.
How come?
Because it's not right for us to keep it.
Well, why not? It's just a toy. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Vinton, don't you know there's no such thing as a free lunch? Honey, are you so blind that you cannot see what that man is trying to do?
I need some more coffee.
Sure, I know what he's up to. He's trying to make up for the bad way he treated you when you were married. He realizes what a good thing he lost and what a good thing I got.
But, honey, Leonard's coming back here has put a very big question in my mind, and I don't know what the answer is.
Well, I do. It's simple.
It is?
Sure.
I say there is no harm in keeping the game.
Sir, question answered.
Anybody for Asteroid's Revenge?
Franny?
What?
I'm going to the Jigger.
I don't want to know that.
All right, Naomi, let's shake a leg. Naomi!
Well, where in the world did that girl go?
What girl?
Franny, are you keeping something from me?
Why, no.
You are. You know you can't keep a secret.
It's just
telephone, telegraph, tell Fran.
It's not true.
Francis Crowley, you look me in the eye.
Don't be ridiculous.
In the eye, Franny.
She's at the bigger Jigger.
The bigger Jigger? She went off on a toot and left me looking like a frizz pot. Lord, Vinton, come on. You're taking me over to the Jigger to get my hair set.
Oh.
Oh.
Ah, see, I knew you'd come. Bartender? Bartender. A beer for my wife right over here, please.
Oh, Granny. Naomi, I cannot be blamed for my actions. I begged you not to tell me. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
Spit it out, Granny.
It's hit the fan, Naomi. Thelma and Venter on their way over here.
Thelma and Venter here. What are you doing here?
Where? Oh, here? Oh, I just thought it might be a good place to... I thought maybe it might be a good place, excuse me, to make new acquaintances. Hello there, how are you?
Well, what do we got here, a little going-away party? I'll get the beer nuts.
I would like to know why you left me holding a sack of pink rollers to come down here and play footsie with your ex-husband.
All right, I'm going to give you the straight goods. Now, just sit down here and stop making such a scene. Now, Miss Harper, I know what you have always thought of me. I know that you have thought I was no better than trash ever since I married your son.
That is not true. I thought that long before you married him.
Well, be that as it may, what I'm trying to tell you now is that I have not had...
Naomi, you could be rolling my hair while you're spilling your guts.
Oh, all right. What I was trying to...
Are you going to set my hair with beer?
I'm going to set this hair on fire. You don't quit interrupting me here. Now, as I was saying, I know that you all are probably very upset because you think that I have come down here today to run off with Leonard Oates.
Oh, now, Skeeter, nobody thinks that.
I do.
Well, that's because I could never refuse you nothing, Leonard. Any time, any place, anywhere, any shape, any
form. Well, good Lord, do I have to sit here and listen to this smut?
That is until today. I'm not going anywhere with you, Leonard.
Naomi, listen to me. I am offering you a life of luxury, honey. The worm queen of Tallahassee. How are you going to turn that down?
I'd kind of like to hear the answer to that myself.
It was because of you, honey.
Me?
Yeah. Most guys would have been real upset if their wives' ex-husbands had come back rich and started offering her the moon. Most guys would have thought that they was up to no good.
Yeah.
But you trusted me. And that's something that nobody else has ever done before. And then I realized that it would never even occur to you to leave me. And if that's not love, then I don't know what is.
Isn't that beautiful?
I was at their wedding. Naomi, would you get your fingers out of his hair and back into mine?
Naomi, may I wish you a lot of luck, honey? Because if you're crazy enough to hang out with these yo-yos, you're going to need it.
Now, you hold on just a minute, you worm wrangler. Naomi may have a checkered past, and it's true, she may have had more than her share of boyfriends. Lord, we know she was a bimbo. She happens to be something that she's never been before, and that is a Harper, and there ain't nobody going to insult a Harper, not as long as I'm alive.
Thank you, Miss Harper. Looks like the best man won.
Thank you.
No, not you, her. Naomi, I'll tell you something. Honey, he's goofy. She's crazy. I'm gone.
Thank you, Miss Mama.
Oh, well, good Lord.
Well, come on, Skeeter, let us go home. Looks like we're all still one big happy family.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was delightful to have made your acquaintance, Bruno.
Wow, you sure blasted the Danites out of that meteor.
Oh, that was easy, honey. I just made believe he was Leonard Oates.
Well, now that's no fair. Our little green spaceships were there first.
I'll face it, Thelma. You and I just weren't cut out for intergalactic combat.
Well, I think the force is with me, Franny. Hang on to your asteroids.